This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another episode of Just a Tip, an advice podcast that's equally about its tangents as it is about its tips. It is 2021. I'm your host, Megan Batune, and I'm here with one of my best friends, Sky Dickinson, who is literally pointing to the sky like you're worshiping during my intro.
That was worship.
This is your third time. Wow,
I'm like an SNL repeat host.
Wow. This is the first episode that's ever coming out after the new year.
Love that.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, baby.
Is it a happy new year for you? It doesn't feel like a restart. I made some intentions, but I made no New Year's goals or like resolutions.
Yeah.
Very different this year.
Yeah. We were talking about this morning. It feels like very fluid, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think because we both have things happening, like big milestone markers happening in our like professional lives and our personal lives and whatever, that it's kind of like we rolled into this new season. But I mean, I do honestly, like now being here, I do kind of prefer it that way. Like I want it to always feel like I'm like rolling into a new season. Like, I don't even really care if the date on my homework changes.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like it's like an addendum to 2020. But I think the way that our lives are kind of compartmentalized is by different eras and different versions of us.
Yeah, totally.
Of like evolutions. I would never say like 2012, I would just be like, when I was going through this in my life.
So true. When my hair was this.
Yeah. Oh, geez. That will definitely like pinpoint exactly what I was going through.
That's real. My iPhoto memory lane, literally. That weird red color that literally everyone I know and respect had at one point.
Respect.
Like everyone had it. It was just a thing we had to go through as a unit. But
like as a unit, as a collective.
As a literal collective. Like us as adults now are like, did you guys have, I only respect you if you used to have that weird maroon red hair color.
Maroon, that's what it was. Ah.
It was weird. We all did it.
Did you?
100%.
I've never seen this.
I've hidden it away.
Wow. Good. Oh, my phone has died. And that's going to be an issue for us. No, my phone's been playing some interesting games on me lately. I put on Instagram on stories, send in a bunch of questions, and we're going to try and answer the most amount about 2020, 2021, reflection, evolution. And I thought my phone just died, but guess what? It didn't.
Wow.
Look at that.
Interesting.
It's never over when you think it's over.
Oh my God, wow.
That's something that I've like learned to not freak out about when like technology fails me, except for earlier today and I had like literal anxiety nausea, which I didn't know was a thing, but I felt like I was going to throw up and I felt like I was hot, I was tingly, and I was about to yak.
Oh,
and I looked it up and it's an actual thing. It's called anxiety nausea.
Full cosine. That's real.
But anyway, I've learned that like if my phone drops and it breaks or like my computer crashes, I don't freak out anymore. I just go, this is happening. Like when I first started this podcast, if that would have happened on air of like my phone dying, I would have freaked out for one. And then I would have cut out entire part of me freaking out.
Wow.
That is growth. You get as like perfectionist.
100%.
That's huge.
That is huge.
I remember one time I was like writing a book or I was like trying to start to write a book. And I think the prologue was like sticking up for perfectionism. This is before I got into therapy with my current therapist. Mm. And I told her this too. And I like wrote a whole thing about why perfectionism is good. Mm. I'm so glad I didn't get published as an author.
LOL.
Like, we should have someone being able to go like, no, you can't say that.
Like, every book needs to get checked by a therapist. 100%. But I mean, we talked about this morning too. Wow, we suck. We should have turned our mics on at breakfast. But like,
these are just our brunch conversations.
Truly, like, whoops. But like, there is something to be said about when we're talking about those shadow sides that like there's a lot of hidden supernatural powers in there.
Yeah.
Like your most badass things when it comes to being a designer, probably like super elevated because you've got this like really like this perfectionist eye.
Right.
At the same time, like you just have to be in control of that. It can't be in control of you, mm-hmm. which is why the therapy part's probably been honestly lit.
Oh my God. Life changing. It's so interesting. Like thinking about shadow selves too, is like the, or any type of superpower that you have, like your best quality, the other side of the coin is some sort of like trauma or insecurity or something that totally. Is like the other side of it. Like nothing happens without being in duality.
Yeah. So it's like everything has a polar.
Oh my God.
Everything. When you think something doesn't have a polar, it's got a polar.
Yeah.
And that honestly blew my mind this year. Like even the good things.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it from like a rudimentary angle of like yin yang, like sky, ground, like
it's totally
a bunch of different stuff. But then when you think about manifesting, you think about intentions, like every subject is two subjects, what you want and then the lack thereof it.
Totally.
So even in your thoughts, there's duality.
Duplicity. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And like as creators too, as people who create art, there's like duality, but there's like multiplicity in everything has 17 downsides and 17 upsides. Mm. And like, it's this huge, like vortex of thought, which is why it's so important to be heart-centered instead of like super mind-centered. And like, I'm such a thinker.
Me too.
That like, I will think myself into oblivion. And then ultimately at the end of the day, I always end up listening to my heart.
Right. Same.
So I'm like, why don't I start there?
So this is an interesting thing. Like in our friendship, we've talked about this before. Like when we're dealing with an issue, we've always felt like we need to think about every possible outcome to feel like we could prepare for it. Of like, we think that it like A to Z and then like the Greek alphabet. Like we've done like both to make sure that we go, if anything happens, I already am prepared. Yeah. But it's, do you feel like you still operate from that place now, or are you starting to listen to your heart more?
For sure, listen to my heart more.
Same.
And I think to be on theme, I think this year forced people who weren't even ready to be doing that to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you basically have to be heart-centered, even in like really like beginner ways.
Yeah. Oh,
let's go. Smoke alarm.
My smoke alarms, I took them off because they started beeping. So if you hear beeping.
No one light Megan's house on fire. She'll have no idea. Oh.
Okay. Here we start with our questions.
Okay.
Common piece of advice that's actually toxic.
Ooh.
That's a great question to start off with. Like.
Silence. I'm both like, of us. We're not thinkers.
I was. Thinking. No, we're thinking about everything we've ever heard in our lives.
Yeah, I'm like thinking of any meme I saw this morning.
Mine are kind of like not topical because I instantly thought of like suck it up or like.
Yeah, like rub some dirt in it energy.
Yeah, because that's like definitely not what it is now. And I think we're all
for sure
hopefully aware of that. I've always said like burnout is not a badge of honor. And so it's like the hustle mentality.
Yeah. Like death to the hustle mentality.
Yeah. Basically like somebody's going to be working harder than you, or there's always going to be someone like faster, stronger, prettier, funnier. It's like, so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Totally. That's or,
like,
real.
What's that one saying that's like, well, actually I kind of agree with this. Talent beats hard work when hard work fails to work. Hard.
Yeah. No, it's something like talent beats hard work when hard work like is sleeping or something. I'm trying to think of like what the back of a wrestling team t-shirt was in high school.
Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard.
There you go.
Which I actually, I pop off my memory after like 5 minutes. I do agree with that, but I feel like there was one in the ether that was kind of similar that I didn't love so much. Basically, like the hardness of working, like you work to your ground. My God.
Your ground.
I had a stroke.
We need more coffee. It's like 10 p.m.
I do agree with the hard work one, but I don't think, let me clarify. I don't think working hard in the general vicinity of how we've come to know it is healthy. Like the over workaholic, the like put yourself only into work, and that like that your value comes from your status in a career. Like I definitely don't fuck with that anymore.
Yeah.
Like I feel so much more fulfilled when it's about creating with people I like.
Yeah.
Or like that I feel fulfilled in it.
Yeah. Totally.
Instead of being like numbers driven.
Which is amazing. And genuinely, like, I've talked about you in this way in rooms you're not even in, because in the industry, in this city, and so many different like buzzwords in that way, like the way you choose to build your business, like no one, I'm not even trying to gas you up right now, but like nobody operates the way you operate when it comes to like ethical, like inclusion of like homies, or I don't know, like you could very well be getting people pulling big numbers in programming if you wanted to. Like if you set that intention for your business, that would be what you would do. But ultimately, like you're always operating from a place that's not like this like game of Legos that is freaking yeah. building up a network in Los Angeles. And like the idea that you only can get somewhere based on who you know.
Right.
Like you are who you know is very like,
which is
nope.
It's crazy because as much as I like don't love that idea, it definitely is a part of LA. It's definitely part of the industry.
It's all like, of the industry, yeah.
Definitely nepotism, but like,
yeah.
Icky. Like I dated icky. This one guy and I will always remember it. He was like, let me know when you start to catch the ick, like with him, because he knew that I guess like we weren't gonna like make it or something. And he was basically yikes. Like, whenever you start to like be disgusted by me, let me know yeah. or something like that. And I think there's so many parts that feel icky in this world, not even in the industry, but like in this human experience
yeah.
that I'm like, oh, if it feels icky, I'm not gonna be part of it. So I'm yeah. just gonna go this other way, because yeah. I just don't have to entertain this anymore.
Totally. You just totally reminded me of something that I think might be toxic. Yeah, advice that might be toxic.
What?
I dated someone who would love to tell me to just be positive.
Oh, just that's toxic positivity.
That is legitimately gaslighting.
Yeah.
And like, today we were playing this confessions game, right? This morning over breakfast. And a question we skipped over was, if you were going to write a book, what would you write it about? And I always said I would write a book about like the art of manipulation, like another really fun things I learned from like my parents. And then I was thinking about it this morning. I was
that's
like,
that's a
I
really think I would... fun title, honestly. Yeah. I would buy that at Urban Outfitters yeah. for sure.
For sure. And other really fun things like that, like is so urban-y.
Totally.
But I will say that I was thinking about it this morning when I saw the question, like now I feel like I could write a freaking book on gaslighting. Like
yeah.
the way I've been gaslit in my relationships is truly laughable.
Wow.
So, and like the positive thing was something that was said to me. And like also my entire life, I've been called a really positive person. I think it had something to do with like outgoingness or like whatever, friendship. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So to be called like a critical or a negative person was like very triggering for me. And I had to like really check in with that when like probably middle of quarantine, and I was in therapy like twice a day for like a week. It was when
yeah.
things were really popping off, if you will.
Yeah.
based on like how like little of knowledge we had about what was actually going on.
Sure.
And yeah, I just remember like being like, I feel like I'm being told that I'm negative, and I feel like maybe I'm just going through something because this year is insane.
Yeah.
And my therapist was like, yes.
mm-hmm,
like, she literally
right.
was like, do not tell yourself that you are negative because you are feeling.
Yeah.
That is real as hell.
Yeah.
You are like, you're operating in your existence and this is your experience. And something that like I'm learning recently in the past 6 months is like, what is the experience that I want to have? And this had to be taught to me, like constantly asking myself about what experience do I want to have and what harmony do I want to exist in my life? I have to like manifest that, think about that, and then like open the doors for that. Like I can't be closed off to cutting out things that actually aren't like making me feel harmonious
yeah.
in my life. So tangent.
If somebody was trying to get on that same wavelength but doesn't know how, what would you say in order to get them to know, like, what does the harmonious level for them look like? Like, how can you decide that?
Yeah. I think for me, it was, like, really listening to myself. Because I think, specifically in women, like, the divine femininity, that's real. Like, that is so real, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, and so we know, is my point. Like, we know things well before we put any action behind the knowing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year, again,
the theme.
We love a theme.
We love a theme.
Like, this year specifically, like, man, I knew things that I could have shifted. I could have made some Queen's Gambit moves
if you
in my life if I would have listened to my intuition or my knowing. And ultimately, like, I don't know why. Maybe it's like there's probably some level of submission there. There's probably some level of, like, just conditioning or, like, just, like, the amount of, like, honestly, like, shit that a lot of women, specifically in the industry I'm in, have to deal with. But, like, relationally, like, in all of the ways, like, you have knowings. You hear from yourself, and your body never lies to you.
Your body never lies.
So, like, when you know things, all you have to do is listen to yourself. But that's, like, a trained thing. But if we're going to be, like, okay, beginner awareness 101 would be, like, when you feel something, when your body is talking to you and when your intuition is flaring, respond to yourself. You have to show up for yourself. And I just wasn't. Like, 2020 is basically forcing people to stop being complacent with themselves.
Yeah.
Not even, like, their friendships and, like, all of that, yes, evolution, but, like, really, like, you've got to face yourself.
Yeah. I say all the time, I've brought it up on the podcast before, there's a saying that says, I had to make you uncomfortable or else you wouldn't have moved. And I feel like this year was basically like a world earthquake in terms of like a global just tectonic shift of like sifting out whatever is not necessary.
Totally.
But also, like, it's been congealed so long in all of our, like, individual lives that we don't even know it's unnecessary anymore. And we think that it is necessary because we've lived our entire lives with it. Mainly for me, those are, like, ideas or stories that I've been telling myself of, like, unworthiness or, like, comparison, like, all of these things, like, body dysmorphia, all of these things, like, to be with myself in Vermont for 2 weeks before I started this job.
Yeah.
Like, I was going through some crazy stuff of, like, just me alone.
Yeah.
Couldn't really talk to anyone. I barely had Wi-Fi. So I was, like, talking. We've had, like, a couple Zoom dates. Yeah. But other than that, I was, like, walking 3 miles to the market by myself, coming home, only making tempeh, counting my calories like crazy. I bought, like, an intuitive eating workbook. There was, like, a self assessment test in the very beginning. And it was, like, how many times have you, like, basically, like, restricted yourself, like, and it was almost all of them. And I was like, this is such an interesting thing that I never would have looked at before. So, I mean, to your point, like, 2020 showing people the work, like, to be done.
The work to be done. Super well said.
It's just like the curriculum. 2020, we just got the table of contents. What?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm shaking. Is this another earthquake? Because we are quaking. That's what it is. We got the table of contents. Next year, 2021, that's chapter one.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy?
Get your pencils.
On the book analogy. I was always talking about when I was dealing with grief a lot this year, when us as a collective unit were healing as a collective unit and like doing a lot of like group things as humanity like was evolving this year, I was thinking about like some of the big milestones, the big grievances that were like, okay, I need freshness to come here. I need some newness on this category of my life. This genre is tainted. I'm heartbroken. I'm falling in love. Like all these like different things. I was like, which one of these things are titles of chapters, self-assigned, and which one of these things is a footnote? Because, like, I think a lot of people who have heard our feelings think that they're the name of the chapter.
Woof!
They're they're not the name of the chapter, baby.
Oh, my God.
They're
it's
really
like you're
not.
A songwriter or something.
You would think.
I think you said that once in
it's
conversation.
Real.
You were like, he's nothing but a footnote.
You're
and
a
I was
footnote.
Like, put that in a lyric. You
I
must.
Should. I really should.
You should.
I'll use the table of contents thing, too. Like, we'll just make it a book analogy song. But it's really, it's true. Like, you get to assign what things are the ones that you look back on and you're like learning important, for sure important, for sure important and meaningful, like really meaningful. But simultaneously, like, I am not going to tell myself that I am all of those things that you said I was or that the grief or like the hurt or the honestly the guilt. Like there's so much like we're talking about like subconsciously right now, like 10 different things that happened this year that like spoke to us. It's which ones are the chapters and which ones are just a name in a line. It's real. Continue.
Chills. Continue. Next question.
Contend. Next.
One thing you're leaving in 2020.
You go first.
I don't know. Like instantly I'm just like the workaholic mentality is not it for me. Like, which is so amazing to be able to say because knowing me
totally.
I swear, like, that my career has been first for a very long time. And I've had, like, a very unhealthy relationship for in my early 20s. Like, my manager would have to tell me to stop working on the weekends because I would just continue to do it. But then I've had multiple burnouts. And it's like, that's it. Nothing comes without a cost.
Totally.
And that cost was just like, oh, I'm done forever. And then like working so much in therapy about the work-life balance and like not feeling guilt. Like I have so much guilt around not working because I feel like if I'm not working every single waking moment of a work day, and even as like an entrepreneur, even more than 40 hours a week, then I'm not worth it. I don't deserve it. Or like I'm lazy, like all of these terrible things.
Yeah.
And I believed them. Totally. And now I'm like, oh, no, I don't get the same satisfaction from work that I once did. Like, connection is, like, the one thing that I learned so much this year that mattered. Because when we have so much disconnection physically, we had to figure out another way to connect digitally or, you know, in a quarantine bubble like we are. Like, you have specific people. I'm leaving, like, the workaholic, workhorse, productivity, value complex.
You've already done so much work around that. It's like very clear that that's like you're very committed to that like already.
And now I work on like connection.
Yeah,
like
totally.
Like even in the we had brunch this morning and like set out an entire like tablescape and charcuterie board and then put all these like conversation card games that I've collected now, I guess. That's like a thing I collect, which I love. Love being like the party house, like the intentional party house.
Love
it's like
it.
Not a full party.
It's like not even a party.
It's not a party. Yeah. It's just like a meeting. Yeah. There's like a meeting. There's an Arrested Development episode where Michael Cera is like, it's his birthday, but there's like five people all sitting in like dining chairs. And he's like, thanks for throwing me this meeting. And it's the best. So that's basically our brunches or meetings.
Oh my God, I love that.
But yeah, now I work on like making that the backdrop to a connection. Like I love that. Yeah. And it's home decor. Ugh. Okay, your turn.
Yes.
Yes.
I think there are so many things that I'm probably like that I already have that I'm like trying to recall, honestly, like things that are.
It's been a long year.
It's been a
like every month I dish something out that
seriously,
I wasn't going
to
keep.
Seriously. And some of them were things that last year, if you would have said to me, this is going to happen to you and this is going to happen to you and this is going to happen to you, I would be like,
yeah,
no. Or like even honestly, on the good side, too, like there's things every polar, but whatever. I will say that something that I'm going to focus more on is I'm like flipping the question to be like positive, I guess, is that like I'm going to care about my experience. I think people pleasing is.
Oh,
so a thing for me, I think that complacency has been like, has hurt me. I've hurt myself with being complacent to the point where I am only honoring the people around me's preferences as far or rules of engagement, really. And yeah, I think organically, because I'm doing my work, like I'm taking care of my work and evolving my like myself. And I'm really committed to that. That it's happening on its own. Like my friendships have only gotten better and more intentional. And like, it's not like I'm like asking for people to be cut out. Right. I think like when I say that, like, oh, I'm going to put me first. Finally, it sounds like I'm going to cut out some people. It's like,
yeah,
that's really not even what I'm talking about. It's more so just like I'm going in those experiences with my homies or with whoever or at work. Like I'm just going to prioritize how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes me happy. And then I also, like, the polar to that is, like, I just gotta not care what you think about that.
Yeah.
Ultimately, because, like, this is my life. This is my go-around. Like, on, like, my soul right now is having a go-around.
Right.
And so, like, I get to do this. Like, I get to paint this picture for myself.
Yeah,
so.
You're the captain.
I'm the freaking captain.
I'm the freaking captain,
dude. I'm the author.
I am the author. I have such a big problem with people-pleasing, too. And I read so many... I was going to say like articles, but they're actually like little like infographics on Instagram.
Of course. The new article.
There's so many of them. Which love way? Them. But like high functioning anxiety, that's one of the main things, like people pleasing, done it my entire life.
Totally.
I don't know a world without it. And I'm still like, I honestly haven't done a lot of work on that part. There's been so many other things that I focus on that that's like next.
Yeah.
People pleasing is such a, I don't understand. And I'm wondering like from an anxiety point of view, is it because we're nervous about how this could be taken?
Yeah.
So it's like, let's just err on the side of caution and just go like,
anything you want.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so quick to just do anything for anyone.
Yeah.
Also, the other side of it, like, I'm super hospitable. But at the same time, it's like, I do want to please. I want to, like, make your stay at my house great. And that's great. But then when it reaches outside into the streets and it's no longer in my house, I'm not hosting. And I'm just now just being a people pleaser.
Mm.
It's awful.
Yeah, it is. And then you're so tired. It, like, really, like I said, your body just does not lie to you. Mm. Like, even with the music, like, there are so many times where, like, this song's amazing, but I'm like, this can't, like, honestly, last year, if you would have told me, like, hey, you're putting the EP together, like, what's the track that you're going to build the whole thing around? I would have been like, this one, this particular one, it's clear as day to me. We're track listing out what will be this EP yesterday or 2 days ago or something. And it didn't even make the cut. Mm. And I was like, it's all so intuitive that I'm like, why don't I do this more in my friendships or when I'm hosting or whatever? Like, harmony can exist here. Mm. Like, all these people love me. It's almost like it's fully a self-worth conversation. People pleasing is totally connected to your self-worth.
Yeah.
Like, do you see yourself as the fullness of who you are? And do you want to be around you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
yeah.
And I was reading this thing that was like, offense is an event. Offended is a decision.
Oh, wow.
And it's like very real. Cause when I think about like, what's my fear, right? Like if I'm connecting to like, well, what's the need to people please for me? It's really what you're saying, which is like, yeah, what's that fear? And for me, it's like loss. I don't want to be abandoned. Mm. Of course there's like trauma connected to the nucleus of that, but like loss, abandonment. I don't want to offend you, blah, blah, blah. And so then when I was reading that, I was like, oh, it's like totally that person's decision to be offended by what I say. Am I still for sure going to be thoughtful and like respectful? Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to like bend over backwards to like please this person's preferences when I have my own.
Yeah. I feel like for me, it's an inclusion thing, which is like, I love being inclusive because maybe somewhere in my life, like I didn't feel that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay. What is the biggest life lesson you learned from a friend?
Wow, these questions are amazing.
I know.
Learn
great
from
job,
a friend.
Everyone. The only thing I can think of right off the top of my head is my friend Brian once said that friendship is a verb. It takes two. It's not a one-way thing, and it's an active thing. Like, to be friends with someone, which doesn't mean, like, talk every single day or be there all the time. It just means, like, it's not a one-way thing, and it's alive. Mm-hmm. It's not stagnant. It's growing, it's evolving, it's never like the same thing. Like, if I was the same person as I was when I was 20, I mean, you lose friends along the way because you start growing and you start connecting with more people that are on your same wavelength. But like, all of my friendships have grown with me. Like, I've grown with you. Like, when I met you 5 years ago or whatever, we are completely different people.
Totally.
Oh my God. But how beautiful that we both have grown in the same direction of like self-discovery.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, do I still want to do things that make you happy because I love you and I'm invested in you? Totally.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. They're just totally two separate conversations about, like, at what point am I disservicing my existence and the experience I want to have.
Right.
By, like, not knowing myself. We had to get in touch with ourselves. And you're right. Like, I think about me 5 years ago or whatever. My belief structures about what I believed to be the powers of the universe, if you will,
mm-hmm.
have evolved 180, baby. Like, this is a different ball game for me. And I've never felt more fluid or, like, alive or, like, joyful.
Yeah.
When we're talking about, like, not even, like, intentions, but just, like, a word. Like, let's put a word out into this next year. Like, what's it going to be? Like, silliness.
Yeah.
You know, like, play.
That's so amazing. I just set some intentions earlier with a friend of mine, and I think, like, mine for myself was, like, curiosity, not judgment.
Yeah.
And the one I set with us as, like, a relationship was, like, fun, surprise.
Yeah.
Like, really totally. Just, like, a lively element. Like, there just needs to be so much more play.
Yeah.
That's the other side of work, and I've got the work thing down.
For sure.
So let's play.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, that's part of, like, your healthy adult, if you will. Like, mm-hmm. what you address in therapy is that, like, it is actually better for your healthy adult to have, like, let's go. Fire!
It's only, like, one little beat from my fire alarm.
I'm really genuinely, I don't know how that happens, but it's like, not, it's not disturbing. It just feels like, yeah, what's up?
It's just like a tiny little, like, hey.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, we're on fire.
Somebody. Hey, we're burning.
Yo, house is done.
That's a people pleaser of a smoke detector.
100%.
Hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. Hey, I hope this beep finds you well.
Oh, my God. Is this a bad time? This is a bad
because
time.
Because your house is on fire.
Yeah. Also, to answer this in a quickness, lesson from a friend. My friend Chloe, when Q-teen was first happening and we were, like, really tripping, she was like, realizing, I think probably in her own therapy, she was talking about some thing she's going through where she realized that she'd been, like, withholding how she feels.
Mm.
And that was really good for me to, like, hear from her because we were able to have this conversation as really close friends. We've been friends for over a decade. Like how it could hurt me to not hear from her about what's going on with her.
Yeah.
And, like, how to evolve, like, even our friendship in the sense that, like, I want to know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
With her. I want to know what's going on. And I want her to be like, here's what's going on in the most vulnerable and honest way that she wants to be. And it was good for me to hear because I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm like, and we talked about this morning too. Like, it's okay to be, like, messy with your grief. It's actually not only okay. It's like you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, who are those safe people? And then, like, process your grief and process your messiness because, like, that's totally allowed, you know? Like, I think people think that they have to have it totally together. And Chloe being like, I'm going to allow myself to be free in my feelings and share them with people without thinking that I'm a burden. I was like, oh my God, totally. So I'm having a really hard time. Like, thank you for opening that gate for me.
Then connection can actually happen because there's communication.
Totally.
And authenticity.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves is, like, I always boil it down to know-it-all syndrome. Mm. But I just feel like as soon as someone is trying to cover up the fact that they don't know something, I understand that it's coming out of, like, fear and they don't want to look dumb. But, like, at the same time, if you pretend like you know something that you actually don't, not only are you lying to yourself, you're severing connection from the ground. Like, as soon as you go, yeah, I know that. It's like, number one, you're kind of an asshole and I don't want to tell you anymore. Two, now we can't even talk about it.
Yeah.
And you don't get to learn something. It's almost like you had outdated software and it's okay to, like, get new software.
Totally.
It's okay to learn something and get a tune up. That's why, like, computers fix bugs all the time. Mm. Apps fix bugs while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
We need to do that to our internal hardware. Yeah.
Chill your ego for a sec.
Chill it.
Yeah.
Chill it. This is a cool question coming from all of 2020. How does one become okay with uncertainty?
I think we kind of just talked about it. Grief is good for you, you know? Like, grief is, you process grief for as long as you need to. You know what I mean? But there's this one, like, poem. Let me find it, actually.
A poem on Hello? This day? Can't wait.
On this day? Yeah, grief is love. Wow, I found that really fast.
It's your background?
We love the internet. I know. I found that really fast. I had it pulled up already.
It's my tattoo.
Yeah. Really, the takeaway is that grief is love with nowhere to go.
Oh.
So, like, well, I don't know, for me when I was reading that, because it's a really, like, grief is obviously, it's everything right now, you know, like, whether we are even aware of how much grief we will have to process or not. Because the reality is 2020 has been super good in a lot of ways. Very clarifying, right?
Totally.
So clarifying. And like the vision is super clear. But simultaneously, like we've had to let go of some things. We've adopted some things that suck. We've like seen some things that suck. Like there's the election. There's like so many things, you know? Like the Trump part of the election, just to be clear.
I was like, I love it.
Just to be
like,
clear.
You're doing like the listing voice. Like the election is like, we don't have to say anything else. Like, yeah. The election.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Done.
A whole list. Like Donald T. Like no
Donnie
word
T.
needing to be said. But yeah, like we're going to be processing grief. Like we don't even know at this point right now, to this question's point, like the uncertainty, we don't even know how long we will actually be seeing the effects of what happened this year. Mm. We have no idea how long it will take to process what actually happened.
Right.
And how.
And on top of that, like, aside from the election, it's like, we're in quarantine now. And
yeah,
Los Angeles, like, the epicenter of the world.
Yeah.
We have no idea. Like, when is the vaccine going to reach us on top of frontline workers
totally.
Only? Like, when do the normal people get it? How long are we actually going to be in our bedrooms recording podcasts? Like, I don't know the next time I'm going to walk out in the street, like, in LA. Like,
yeah, we just don't know.
Because people are saying, like, maybe it's, like, in the middle of next year, but, like, what happens when it's past that? Like, we could be in this for like years to come.
Totally.
We have no idea. Yeah. But how does one be like okay in uncertainty like that? I mean, I think the only thing I could ever speak from is just like find what makes you feel good and safe in those times. Mm-hmm. Of like, I don't know what's going to happen with the world, but I'm like sitting here with one of my favorite people in the world and I'm having a good enough time.
I was literally just going to say a really similar thing. Like, we've also seen insane victories this year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think just doing checks and balances for yourself. Like, okay, this really hurt me. What things made me really happy at the same time? If nothing, like, what's my access to mental health resources? Like, really just, like, listening to yourself. This whole thing is an awareness conversation. Like, grief and awareness are so buddies, but also, or should be buddies, rather. But you're totally right. Like, connection for me and, like, finding new ways of being supportive to my homies has brought me a ton of joy. And then, like, finding my homies be supportive of me through things that I never thought were going to be a thing. Or, like, yeah, really different. Like, my life looks so different right now. And so, like, what you were saying earlier, that investment to the people that you really want to dig deep with, like, okay, let's,
including
like...
Including yourself.
Yeah, including yourself.
Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah. But, like, really, take checks and balances with that. Like, which parts of this or which people are, like, supporting me in, like, unique ways that, like, I didn't even know I needed. And then let's, like, celebrate that. I think, like...
Yes.
It's really hard to celebrate things right now, or it feels like it's really hard because of the uncertainty piece. And, like, there's also, like, a money part to be said with that, like, the uncertainty in that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I really think celebrating every little win, if it's alone, if it's with another person, like, virtually, of course, like... really just tapping in. Who are the people that are supporting me? And then like really lean into that connective tissue. That's like, you're both going through this. You're both having totally different, but the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
So like connection is like genuinely what saved my life this year. Like,
yeah.
And processing grief in a way that I had never processed it before. And ultimately it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
So like what's going to happen next? Like, cause it is uncertain. Like we're probably still in this collective grief for a while. Like so much crazy shit's been happening that like, I'm almost like excited to see like which new ways people are going to surprise me in my life. Cause like we do have really invested friendships. It may be a small group, but like lean into that small group for real.
Yeah. I think that's something that's interesting. There's like a lot of questions about friendships and like, do we like the amount of friends that we have and like, how do you keep friends and all these things, especially in this climate? And I think like I used to always want the Friends Central Perk sitcom type of friendship, like six homies that would always like meet at each other's house, walk in, and I never thought I had that. I remember like dating a few people and being like, wow, they all like went to NYU together and they just like were a click. And I remember going to some random Italian restaurant with one of them, and then we went to a bar afterwards and all of their homies were there, like six of them, and I was like, wow, this is like actually like friends. And I always wanted that, but
I think I was like talking to my therapist once and she was like, do you not have that? And I was like, I guess I do in different ways.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah. We have like kind of like,
we do, I guess.
Yeah. We've got like line segments and triangles, but we don't have like six that we're all equally like close with. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like, I love the amount of friends that I have. I have like five really good friends.
Yeah.
And I think in COVID, I think it was almost like if you didn't have those amount of friends and if you had like a, because you used to be like friends with everyone. Yeah.
Totally.
And you definitely like pared down to big what time. Is necessary.
Yeah.
And I think that COVID made people do that physically.
Yeah, true.
And maybe that so has true. Like let people pick like the most important relationships in them and water those.
Yeah, totally.
Which I think is great.
That's so real.
I love the celebration part of it. I think we need to celebrate a lot more. Here's like a little practical piece. My therapist once told me to write 10 things I'm grateful for in the day in the morning time. And mm-hmm. at the very end, write one thing that I'm proud of myself for. And that's really helped me because sometimes I'll be like, I don't know what to be proud of because I've never like been like, I'm proud of me for this. But it's been really nice to like start looking out for that. Yeah. And then sometimes when I'm like, oh, I haven't been really proud in a couple days. Like, why is that? So it's like, even if there's not something, I always like end up finding something because you can always find something to be proud of yourself for, whatever that is. Even if it's like, for me, the workaholic productivity thing, it's like, if I didn't record a podcast that day, that's okay because one, no one's going to die because I didn't record a podcast. And I was like treating my body to whatever it needed. I might die.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just so important. Like then again, that's like a listening to yourself thing.
Totally. And the journaling. Little nod to journaling.
Little nod to journaling.
I subscribe to the Church of Journaling.
Journal Church?
I subscribe to the channel that is Church of Journaling.
I haven't journaled in a long time and that's a downfall.
But I think the misconception... And I don't even know if this is like, maybe people talk about this, maybe they don't. When people say journaling, I think it might have this like kind of odd, weird, like Christian connection. Like people hear journaling and it feels very like religious. And like,
really?
Yeah, at least for me. Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you
sure,
called
like,
it the Church of Journaling.
First of all, it is a church and you're right. Never mind. Like I'm this massively contradicting myself, but like I journal in my iPhone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, like, yeah, it doesn't have to be like,
doesn't have to be
not
like
a scroll.
A calligraphy pen and you're like doing the worst. Like, it's really just like, for me, I think as an artist too, if I have a thought, I am writing it down.
Yep.
For sure. Like so many of my notes, and I am like really like a little bit too organized when it comes to that stuff. Like I have like themes in my notes and then I'll fill them up with small thoughts.
Oh.
So then if I have to like go write a song or something, I'll be like, this concept from 2 weeks ago could work. And then I'll cross them off if I address them, which is like a more functioning way to create art. But like really it's journaling. And like if I'm ever having like deep anxiety moment, oh my God, the notes of my iPhone is a battlefield.
Oh gosh. Oh man.
Battlefield.
Here. I would not want people to look at my
Let's
stuff.
Pull up and scroll. And what is the first thing that shows up in my iPhone?
Let me see if I can find something.
The most terrifying game
oh
in
my
the
God,
world.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Oh my God. One says improv.
Just improv.
Which, like, if you're taking notes on improv, it's not improv.
The good bits for improv. Implement these. Okay, wait, let's see.
Enthusiasm.
Oh, cool. This one that's like showing up to me at the top is a song that just came out with my friend Hope. The lyrics from when we wrote that is in here, which is cool. And then I also wrote a song called Small Town Excuse, which was about like small-mindedness in my hometown of Orange County, California.
Whoa.
And that's never gonna see the light of day. That's a read, fam.
That's a read.
What else?
In order to heal, you have to feel.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Let's do this. The Science of Love.
Oh, my God. Let's hear it.
You don't have a choice in true love. This is from a teacher by the name of Brother Panic that somebody put me on to that I've been listening to through them mostly. But I listened to this one talk. I don't know if it was Panic. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Literally into a podcast. Don't quote me on that. I'm quoting myself on it. This lives on forever. Okay, but anyway, basically, physical love is love based on chemical release. Like, quote, love on drugs is what I said. When you're in true love with a person, you don't have to seek it. You know it. true love makes you evolve emotionally and spiritually. You both want to grow together. Both are helping each other grow. And true love does not break up. True love's constantly talking about the future because it is an evolution. True love chooses people and is only experienced by a few. Basically, like, I was just taking notes on this guy's spiritual assessment of like soulmates and true love and twin flames and what the difference is. And honestly, it was fascinating from a friendship perspective too, because they were talking about how soulmates are like extremely rare, and it was like very much like a healing conversation, but it was cool. Like, yeah, twin flame is a soul that came down as two people. One soul manifested as two souls with an important job from the creator, blah, blah, blah. And it just made me think a lot about like friends who I've met in past lives in different ways, and how like our souls can be like, honestly, I think this about you. I think this about a few people in my life where I'm like, they're absolutely, we find each other in every go around.
Totally.
Absolutely.
I wish we could remember.
Me too.
Wouldn't that be so cool?
Be so cool.
Then we could have just more stories.
Yeah.
Like, remember in that life? Oh my God.
Totally.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah, tell me your note.
Let's see. Oh my God. I don't even, this one's like titled nothing. It says, I have so much compassion for myself 6 months ago. I view her as a completely different person, lost and confused. And the main difference between her and me is that I know I'll be there again. My heart breaks for past me who didn't know how good it's about to be. And then that's what was after it.
You wrote that?
Yeah.
Lyricist central.
Because you know what? It's like sometimes you go through like a really good stint of like, if you're meditating and you're journaling and you're like taking the time to like give yourself that love.
Yeah.
And then you're feeling amazing. You're like listening to music, you're dancing around, you're like, you're feeling good about your body. Yeah. You're like loving it. And then it's inevitable. It's like every up must come down. Like if you're going, having a really good go around, that's great. There's going to be a day where you're not going to feel so good. And like, you have to know that that's coming in, not like a ominous, like shark jaws way, but like, it's just, it's going to happen and that's okay. It's like, okay, now he's got to do it. And then we get back on the roller coaster again.
Totally. Ugh. That's beautiful what you wrote.
Thanks.
You're welcome. This one's cool.
Let's hear it.
Oh my God, journals. This is a fun game.
This is, yeah.
It's a great segment.
This is a segment where you take out your phone and you read a couple notes from it. Yeah. I honestly love that.
It's brilliant. This one says, if there's anything the pandemic has taught me more about, it's time. How we've had so much and how we could have little left. It's fast and slow all at once. I was talking to a friend, Rick, about, quote, where we've been and then catching up with ourselves, developmentally and physically speaking. And we both recalled the oddly joyful experience of getting to travel for the first time for work. You remember those? Like, you take a picture of the hotel room or from the seat of your plane on your way to somewhere like Omaha. And all this time makes me want to fully digest the places I've been with gratitude. Take in where I was from where I am. I don't want to quickly pass through anymore, and I don't want to miss another second of my life. Remember to take time to be grateful and digest some of your life experiences today. What have you lived through that feels like it happened really fast?
Oh my God, this entire year.
Right?
For me.
Really fast and really slow. Hyper like, slow, man.
It was super slow. I feel like I have a different experience of 2020 than most people because I was employed on a travel job, which is insane, but like getting tested daily. I've never worn like more PPE in my entire life. Yeah. But the thing is, like, it's so crazy because I was getting paid to do this. Like, this is my career. So it wasn't like I'm not traveling for joy. You know, I don't even get to see these places.
Yeah.
I travel and then I do my job and I travel again. Right. So like, I feel like I've been to the most places I've ever been this year without seeing anything.
Totally.
Which kind of feels like 2020 in general.
So true.
Yeah, it's just like a different version of it. So I just haven't had like the quarantine experience for a full year.
Yeah.
Like I've had those 5 months. But honestly, like I wish I had more of that.
Yeah.
I wish I had more time to really do a lot of self-searching. But like being on camera for 18 hours, there's not a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, you'll still be doing the work.
Yeah.
You know, like you specifically will still be doing the work, even if we're not quarantined.
I know. What a crazy year. Okay. Any more notes before I move on to,
I don't know. Do you have anything in there?
Let's see. Oh, Josh. Instead of, Oh, Josh. Our hands weren't the only thing shaking when we met. My world jumped.
Oh my God. Literally, Megan's notes are poetry. Honestly, when you're like, I want to be a published author, publish like, a poetry book.
You're like, only... just don't talk about perfectionism.
Don't praise perfectionism, but honestly, your poetry, let's go.
Oh my God. Oh, here's a different version of it. Our hands weren't the only thing shaking when we met. It was my voice, my knees, my world.
Oh my God. This romantic. Girl, like,
we are not together, me and this man. He's fully in another relationship. Yeah,
like, oh my God. If I had, oh my God. Some of the things I've said in here that are just like things I should have said to people that I was like, I'm putting these to bed are still in here.
That's such a good way of like getting over something.
Totally.
Just write
the letter
something.
You never send in here. Yeah. But honestly, I use them all the time for lyrics.
Oh, nice. What
like
does it
say? Baka, who I write with, like we write together, like basically exclusively. He'll be like, I have no feelings about this, do you? And I was like, I may have a few months ago, scroll, open this. This one says, love's a daily decision. I can't just be a partner for presentation and not a lover.
Ooh.
And then it's long. Like, I'm not even going to get into it. The world doesn't need to know how I roasted this person, but.
You have like every emotion. It's like an encyclopedia.
It's literally an emotional encyclopedia. It's masterwriter.com. And it always helps. Always, always helps to keep my journals.
It's so important. This one will segue us back to the growth conversation. Oh, yeah. But this one says, sometimes I feel like my skin is shedding to birth the next version of me. Like my frame can't hold the growth I shattered to expand.
Megan, who are you?
Ruby Kaur.
Yeah, you're literally Ruby Kaur.
Snaps for just like the idea that I would ever
I feel
put
like I'm in Oakland. But that's amazing.
Have you ever felt like that? Like a totally. Physical, like, not a cornucopia, but like, what's the little cocoon?
Yeah.
Like you felt like you're in a cocoon, like a
rebirth?
King Tut.
Have I ever felt rebirth? Yes. A King? 1,000,000%.
Oh my God. I want to feel that again. It's one of the best feelings. You really feel like, you feel like a butterfly.
You know what's freaking nuts? You know what? Rebirth can be small too. The celebration conversation, like rebirths can be like, I feel like they can happen all the time, right? Mm-hmm. But I was talking with someone about holistic healing things, but they're just really educated on the topic of like metaphysical things, on spiritual work, on all of the stuff that I'm like baby stepping my way into, but like definitely biting off big chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about like yesterday when we were talking about animal totems, plant totems, digging into all of that work. And then like there's like crystals, of course, but specifically deities. Used to freak me out, I think, because in my like Christian upbringing, not even like Christian's not even the right word, just like whatever,
just
really
whatever.
Just really serious and like fundamentally like different from the beliefs I have now. What's crazy is it's like we're taught that like the don't worship other idols. The reality is like when you see deities like I guess like Ganesh or like Buddha, mm-hmm. Vibes that like when you're a kid people are like don't worship that, you're like, now I'm like rediscovering through like a lot of like things that are happening, I'm trying to like paraphrase this to be shorter version of the story, but things like Saraswati or Hathor, these like deities from different cultures, from Egypt, from India, and they're basically just like embodiments of these like divine properties or stories that ultimately you obtain like poetry, FYI, just like the Bible, but like you obtain them like poetry and you make them work for you. So it's really not even you worshiping said deity. It's like when people are like working with crystals, they're not like leaning on the crystals to give them energy. You're charging the crystals and then you're making them work for you.
Mm.
Honestly, that was enlightening to me. That was like its own mini rebirth where I was like rediscovering how I could engage with different energy work. And like that was like changed the way I decorated my space. Changed the way like the clothes I wanted to wear, and then like getting in touch with some of these stories of like really spiritual beings, like specifically Saraswati, and then like putting Saraswati in my house in different ways, and then like having that energy around mm-hmm. like work for me, like I can call to it, is actually really dope, and was like in its own way like a mini like lifestyle rebirth.
Yeah,
for me.
Totally.
Yeah,
there's a saying in some 12-step programs that's like take what you want and leave the rest. And I feel like that is such a good way of also like on the internet too. It's like, you don't have to shit on everything. Like, and don't like get offended
yeah,
about everything.
Totally.
Just take what works for you and leave the rest.
Yeah.
And move on.
And accept other people's humanity.
Yeah.
Totally.
Ugh. Okay. One last one. What's it gonna be? Favorite 2020 memory. That one's gonna be a hard one. I feel like there's been... This year has been like the longest blink and also the shortest
totally.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Longest blink, shortest sleep, 2020.
Rupee core.
Up. Always a poet.
Yeah. I don't know. Favorite is the operative word I'm struggling with right now. Because it's like, which one was the most meaningful or which one was the most fun?
I guess however you want to take it. I think for me, it's like, favorite would be kind of a grouping of things, but just like,
yeah.
Just the moments I've had with my close friends.
Totally.
Of like, because
the small things.
Because I love tiny. If there's more than four people in my house, maybe five on like a Thanksgiving or Christmas, like I'm stressed.
Totally.
So having intimacy and it being the norm and not being weird. Like the other day, like if I have anything more than five people at a time, I have to like have a day of recovery. It's almost like a hangover for like a 50-year-old that took like 10 shots the night before. I am like bedridden, like super introvert. Like my body is aching.
Yeah.
That's the recovery I need.
Yeah.
So I've loved like these small intimate gatherings and like really intentional situations.
Yeah.
I've loved that so much.
Totally. I agree. I think it's got to be the small moments thing. Or like thinking back on times where things I asked myself for or I set the intention for, like them showing up, those manifestations showing up in the small ways, you know, like the intimacy. That's something I asked for.
Yeah.
You know, like that's something we asked for.
Mm-hmm.
And like we have to be in communication with ourselves and with our like spirit to be like aware that we're getting what we asked for.
Yeah.
And then celebrate that and then like set out a new intention. Or like I just feel like I was thinking about Christmas and I was thinking about my birthday and like these like milestones that would normally have been like either like disappointing or I would have felt judged or like there would have been drama, and there just wasn't this year. And I think that's the universe honoring the work I'm doing, you know, the work we're doing.
Yeah.
Like the fact that we can have intimacy. I mean, like we always like it's really true. Like I'm kind of same as you in that way where it's like I've got my squad of people and then I do checks and balances and I go deep as hell with those people. And that is work for myself and it's being a supportive friend. And I see like the return on my energy all the time. And like, I think the biggest takeaway for me this year is like understanding my value and understanding my worth and then like knowing and listening to myself and then doing what I feel is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like 100%. And when I do that work, the rewards that I get for those little moments, I see them all over the place from when I made the conscious decision to be like, I'm going to evolve.
Like what? Like for people that are listening that maybe are unfamiliar with what that would feel like yeah. What would that show up as in the physical?
Yeah, I mean, the most like top line and recent would probably be my Christmas experience this year. Obviously, it's different for everyone this year, but I had no drama with my parents. Mm. They were great. My parents were amazing. Like, I was really proud of both my mom and my dad for how they engaged with us, the kids, this year. And that sounds very like, oh, whatever, family drama, like whatever. For me and my family, mm-hmm. that's not whatever. I don't even know the last time I could say that I wasn't deeply hurt mm-hmm. by something that happened at a holiday, or like I wasn't like scapegoated to be the problem of my family holiday and cried myself to sleep and had deep anxiety, like all of these very real things that so many people have with their families. But mine was just like, it was so chill.
Yeah.
That to me is like symbolic of the work that I'm doing to have no turbulence.
Yeah.
In my life. Like I welcomed that. I like,
yes.
I set the intention for that to happen. So I want to be aware that it happened and I want to like be thankful that it happened.
Yeah.
And keep doing it. It happened with my birthday too. I remember being really scared that, cause I was like really deeply grieving at that time for a few reasons. And really I was like, I knew I was going to have to lean on my friends to carry me through a little bit of that period. And, before that and into my birthday. And ultimately I was nervous because of the people pleasing side where I was like, you know what? I always do the heavy lifting. I am always doing more than my friends are doing for me. And then I set the intention that I was going to, like find this equilibrium and I was going to be the supportive friend and ask questions and show up and like laugh more and be silly and like just dig deep, continue to dig deep with my friends, but also allow them to care for me and not always be the caregiver. And I like set that intention. I wrote it down. It's in the iPhone journal. We go back to the segment. And when my birthday came around, I was floored by how much time, effort, resources, energy went to me in that time. And then like I was overwhelmed with like how well people were supporting me. And I only happened because I asked for it.
Yeah.
And I asked for what I needed.
Right.
Which is just wow. Mm-hmm. Like I wish somebody would have told me that.
Told you like ask for what
ask
you need.
Ask for what you need. And if your friend is an adult, it is up to them how they respond, right? Mm-hmm. Like I talked to my friend Biggs about this exact thing. Like if you need something, you're not insane to ask me for what you need. Ask me for what you need because you're in touch with yourself and then leave it to me to respond, to either give that to you or give you feedback or whatever. Ask for what you need and I'll tell you if I'm down or not.
Right, because nobody's a mind reader.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something that I had to definitely learn because I was like, why is this person like not here at this time? Or how does he know not to bring the French fries too? Like, what are you talking about? Tell him that you want the French fries.
And also, you should always be bringing the French fries.
You should always be bringing the French fries. Like, I swear, like if I want only a sandwich and we're dating, bring the fries. There's a restaurant down the street that there's like a side of fries. It's like half sweet potato fries and half normal fries. And it's called My Girlfriend's Not Hungry.
Brilliant.
It's in Silver Lake.
I love marketing.
It's the best. Oh my God. Okay. Moving into 2021. This is the last thing I'll ask. This is kind of like we do this thing called three words only. Three words of advice.
Eek.
Only three words. Going into 2021, well, for the rest of the year, since we already are here now, what are your three words of advice for the rest of this year? Whether that's like an intention for you or something you want to keep top of mind or something that you've learned that other people should know about.
Three words?
Three words only. Like, it has to make sense too, like in a sentence. It can't be like, live, laugh, love.
Listen to yourself.
Oh, that's great.
100%. I was gonna be like dumb and I was gonna be like, live your truth, comma, sis.
And that is four.
Four words.
Okay, that listen to yourself. I like that a lot. I'm gonna say cut yourself slack.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, more grace, man.
Yeah.
Like less judgment of ourselves and other people. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh God. Yeah.
God.
Just, oh my God.
That's the podcast. I was going, oh my God. Oh my God. You're my like, God.
Someone like went on a run and listened to this and come back home like, hey babe, how's the podcast? They just said, oh my God, for like 40 minutes. But I got a mile in.
Whoops.
A 40 minute mile.
Yeah.
Give yourself grace.
Yeah, I love that.
That's another one.
That's a really good one.
We could just go here for days.
100%.
But I think we did a great job. You mentioned that you have an EP coming out and you finished a track list. Mm. It's coming out when?
LOL. I'm trying to think, like, when is this coming out? Like, now-ish?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to say what it's called or what's on it.
And you can't.
I cannot.
There will be songs on it, and that's the spoiler. There's
music on it, if you're lucky. If I'm lucky, I don't know. It's going to be so much work for the next, like, little bit. Vague timeline. Yeah, like, next little bit to get it done. But I will say, I can go on record saying that an EP is coming. The EP is
Harry Styles,
coming.
Is that you?
Oh, my God. I wish. The EP is coming. I'm pumped about it.
Yes.
It's a really fresh sound for us. We're so nervous. And
naturally.
Yeah. It's just a full heart exposure. And
we've already seen your notes. So I
true.
Think.
True. There's nothing you're going to be surprised by. It's really true. But there's going to be some really fun stories in those songs. Fun.
Fun. Heartbreaking.
Really heartbreaking songs. But also songs that I'm hoping people resonate with.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah, I just hope, I don't know. My hope for the EP is that people will listen to it and want to sing it.
Ooh.
Want to sing along to it. Oh, yeah, because I'm only making music because I really love to sing, right? Like, not for any other reason outside of that.
Yeah.
I had to get really clear on that before I set on this mission of, like, being an artist. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Really? I just really know that I am supposed to be singing. So I hope people want to sing when they hear it.
Oh, I wish I could sing because I'll sing with it. I'll sing with it anyway.
Aww. You harmonize.
Thank you. Okay, so where can people find you for when it does come out?
Yeah. Everywhere under Goes By Sky.
Goes By Sky.
And on Spotify and all the places music happens.
And you know that because Google exists. So, yay! Okay, I actually forgot the number of this podcast. It's been a long time.
Number?
For people to call in.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to look it up. And here's another act of grace for myself, is that I'm not going to cut that part out. Because you know what? That's okay that I forgot.
That's real.
There's a lot of things going on in my life.
I'm done. Now we're just rambling.
Okay, here it is. If you have a sticky situation or a burning concern, call us at 805-751-9071. You give us your age and we'll do the best we can with what we have on the day of recording. And cut yourself slack.
Listen to yourself. ASMR. Your face is terrifying.
I'm like
right
making
now.
Eye contact with you, kissing. That was a HeadGum podcast.